make them alive in a different way. And this is always just to... What is the difference between the poetry and the poetic moments? Poetry is the... And it's also, I don't know, it's, these poetic moments are just coming and passing, and they can happen without any will. You know, I mean, it's like I have the will to find something, but there is no will to find something special, like I'm this or that. I'm searching and I find in between, and these things I try to keep and to unfold and to form into something new and to handle with, and it's like balls to play with, and then they just drop away again, and things fall asleep, and later I wake them up again.
Okay, we continue our path to Maida. Maida, you speak very good English, so could explain what you were doing, what was your approach today or ever?
My approach today or ever, it's really... love, for sure, of course, it's the reason of life. But today I'm here because I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago I met you and Stefan in the Varna Road. You came later. Yeah, it's true. A year before, but okay, we came there. Yeah, I'm smiling here, a friend said that I'm a happy person, but I am so, I mean, I'm quite gloomy. I try to look.
But explain a little bit about your...
My installation, it's about situation. This is... so I called it, and because translation is something that it should be understandable, I put it in a square, and the dimensions of the square are telling a personal story, which came from another work, from yourself. The look also inside, of course.
It doesn't call dimensions in itself. Dimensions are probably for some years studying Baroque. Baroque was one of Maida's concepts that we had at Circulatio 2.
Yeah, these 2 dimensions came from before. 83.
But it's not this perfect, how it's called, perfect, I don't know, it's not 2/3 that it is.
It's not exactly as Latiris. The Corin of Pit.
So Corin of Pit is something very new in field of art.
because this 5, it's not, it's a dimension,
Everything is dimension. It's related to something. If you make or it's a dimension which relates to some physical being, some more material.
I am a
I am a
real timer. No, a poet is trap. So here we are with people. Bushman, who says hello and he doesn't speak good English. Also part of Circulacja 2. Describe your system, please.
First, poetry is not words, poetry is sounds for Anjing and
Anjelkovic.
Anjelkovic, yeah. This year is years of surface of event. Last year was the déjà vu. My works are very interesting for this, what is it and where and why this event. And I use TV screen for these questions. Okay, and this is an answer. It's very simply, it's not nothing special. It's like a loop.
It's a feedback system, huh?
Yeah, it's feedback system with little this electricity on the surface of TV. But now I have problems with this very quick microphones. Usually I use contact microphones. And I waiting event.
Чакам
Дуболек.
Чакам Дуболек. Само от себе се не бъл сгодил. Ксения. А не вън Ксения. Точно. Върнат Ксения, а? Very quite alike, yeah. I'm such nice. Milan here. Ксения. Ксения, you have to speak something in English. Lahko tudi po slovensko naučiš.
Kaj?
Kaj si predstavlja danes oziroma kaj je tvoj bistven motiv v življenju in tako naprej?
To so nekaj zelo eksistencialno vprašanje. Ja, kolikorkoli smo neki ufoni subjekti v tej cirkulaciji, if I have to speak in English, I would say that Circulatio is just a very polyphonic group of individuals based on very separate realities, but as such, the thing that gathers us is sound, and the perspective has a lot of potential, and I think we still have a lot of options working together, and I think we have a nice future.
And how was your opening in Malbuta?
Well, that's still in front of me, and that's happening tomorrow, so I'm pretty nervous about that still.
Mare, you have been evading somehow, but now you're here, so... what is actually your perspective? Luka mentioned, Luka Prinčić, the very good impression that XLR event had on him, and he was expecting somehow to be repeated. But you are also somehow distanced from this in the past probably, or have some perspective which is different. So let's hear you. in this point.
Hello, Radio Helsinki, hello, Europe. Marco speaking here from the original XLR and Ministry of Experiment, which nowadays is in fact XL Experiment. And I'm not at a distancing myself from the past, because XLR and Radio Experiment, excuse me, Ministry of Experiment is as alive as always it was. But I do distance myself from the present, which, in return, is not distancing myself from the future. With this simple model, I would like to suggest that there is a certain sync between the future and the past that is not matching in the present.
That is not matching
in the present.
But in the future?
In the future, no. It's matching of branches simply not here present. And this is the reason that I refuse to collaborate, be nostalgic, or celebrate not 40 years. This is the radio student in fact already 20 years ago was a dead fish. I was hoping for exactly that in the life student in fact in hell years ago. But unfortunately, he turned it around, so they exactly weren't in care, lies to the experimental inferno, so now he turned it around. Let's see what the forthcoming crisis will be going to us, lies to the experimental inferno. This is my big hello to Radio Helsinki, new friends of Radio Helsinki. After now that I'm just going to Helsinki, which is Helsinki, and it's not Radio Helsinki. It's Helsinki in Finland, and we're gonna do all our best to bury you and to treat you as good exorcism, to put the spears into your heart and to our best get finally dead, so the future one day will finally suck.
Put the spears into your heart
and to our best get finally dead, so the future one day will finally suck.
Put the spears into your heart.
The future actually is in the past, you know, understanding is always dealing with things which are in the past. This is my experience.
Maybe now a little music, you mean like some song, and then we'll go, did we scan all the people here, Marek, I think so. Milan. Milan is, you speak English?
No. Yeah. Please go.
Lahko.
English.
Lahko to slovensko. Milan je po mojem mnenju največji mojster trenutka. On je to zgodbo trenutka prevedel v filozofa. Ti ima verjetno praviti s čizom, kar se tebe dotika.
Hvala, Borot. Trenutki so sestavni del našega življenja. In iz tega izhajamo, iz tega izhajajo naši zvoki, cirkulacija. Mislim, da je to to. No.
Ja, no, kot novaci se izvadijo, ne, tam za eni splošnimi filo drkađami, ne, ja. No, ampak vse te poznamo in vedno dobrodošli na te evente, ne, Milan tudi se še ni podpisal pristop zjavo k cirkulaciji, ker zdaj smo društvo, ne, zdaj smo uradna oseba, tako rekoč. Si vedel se, ali nisi na mailu?
Ja, nisem na mailu, vim pa, tako da, če bom postal vreden, če bom videl, kako nekaj, to je formalno najbrž, to veš, ali lahko karkoli naredimo, pa da se dogovorimo, ker smo mogoče tudi
Prague or Helsinki, you don't understand slain language. And I say, we won't make much, we will take good sound for you. We want to enjoy, maybe, if you want. And we want to make music, or noise, or just sound like this sound, maybe sound noise.
Tako, za tiste, ki ne vejo, pa je cirkulacija dve, danes smo gostitelji in umetno stacioniran rog inicijativa, ki bi nam nekako razvijati s tem nekakšnega horizonta oziroma komunalnega self-managementa oziroma odločenja v tem trenutku se skušamo nekako priboriti do prostora kot en model, ki se ni tako zelo prisotni tukaj v Sloveniji, ampak je drugje. Se zdi, da smo tako ene vrste relevantna referenca, tako da videl, hkrati smo že tudi nastavili kakšne mirnice za prihodnje, se pravi, pravim biti aktivni tudi še naprej. Trenutku se podvrgel diktatu, česa že diktatu zaporednosti rajske odje, in da spustimo neki koreče cilj parajočih dvižev. Gospod Džekovič, lepo prosim, dajte neko malo. Hvala. Sure.